I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbags, great to have you back for another week, and hopefully you've had a dirty one wherever you are out there in the world, whether you're playing, whether you're just watching as a parent, whether you're coaching. Hopefully, again, it's just been a fantastic week for you, and hey, you didn't leave anything on the table. You left it on the field, you left it in the practice, you left it in your development, your training, whatever it was you were doing it on and off the field and everything that you did in your day-to-day life. So Nolan and I are pumped to have you back. Obviously, Hall of Fame talk, Scott Rolen will be on the ledger for tonight. And, you know, Minnesota Twins are shaking and baking a little bit over the last week. White Sox, a little bit of a potential looking like controversy going on with Mr. Mike Clevenger situation. We'll talk about Team USA captain Mike Trout was on some good high heat, I think, over the weekend, talking about getting prepared for the World Baseball Classic. So, and so much more, as you know, we got lots to talk about, and of course we'll be answering some curtain calls at the back end of the show as well. So thanks for being with us, and before we get going, as always, want to give a big shout out to our team over at the Rip Grip Pro. That's the ripgrippro.com. Check them out with the hitting training aid. Slides on the fingers, cleans up your swing path, gets you in the right motion. Want to find out more? Go to it. Talk with them. Great people over there. They'll help you out and get you in the right direction moving forward. So same thing with our boys, Earl and his team over at the Rope Trainer. Throwing training aid for all players. Recommended. Little League to the pros. So many things, so many ways to help with your throwing program that you want to get in touch with me for sure. Reach out to me, Kirk at dirtbagbaseballnation.com, so we can talk about it. You want to find out more, you can go on to our website, dirtbagbaseballnation.com, and check out more about it. But and as well, if you are interested in advertising or promoting with us here on Dirtbag Baseball Talk, reach out to me. DM me on Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation, and we'll explore it, and we'll talk to you. We'll get you set up and see if it's the right fit for you moving forward. So that's what it's all about, Dirtbags. Again, settle in. Get that favorite drink, as we like to say. Get that chair warmed up, or however you like to listen to Nolan and myself, because we're ready to get after it tonight, and a lot of stuff on the table to get after. So we'll be right back here in a second.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back via store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/25. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The rope trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to RipGripPro.com. That's RipGripPro.com.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
It never dawned on me how much walking I used to do until I bought a house in the suburbs. Like when I'd say, I'm going for coffee, of course I was walking. But now it's like 3 miles and no lattes worth that. I find myself inviting people on walks with me like it's a scheduled activity. This morning my neighbor asked me what I'm doing and I actually said, I'm going for a walk with Nancy.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Noli, where do you want to roll, brother?
Yeah, let's jump in right with the Hall of Fame talk. Obviously, Scotty Rowland, the only one that gets in this year. Gets in with 76.3% of the votes. Todd Helton, next closest, was 72.2%. Followed by Billy Wagner at 68.1. Todd Helton, you got to feel, pretty bad about if you're him. Let's be honest. Tracking all the way throughout, every public ballot said, hey, this guy's going to get in. Billy Wagner was on the cusp with basically 72 as of early yesterday. And then all of a sudden, neither guy gets in. Scott Rowland barely makes it in by 5 votes. Then I'm reading it on Instagram. Everybody was just knocking Scott Rowland, saying this guy's not a Hall of Famer. This guy's not that good. The Hall of Very Good or whatever the heck they want to call it, not in the 1%. And I was just sitting there. I'm like, this dude was 6'3", 245, has the third most gold gloves by a third baseman, more than Adrian Beltre. Yes, one of the best third basemans ever. Top 10 for WAR for the position, 18th guy put in as a third baseman.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous how much people love to hate, right? They love to hate, you know. If you haven't seen any of the MLB videos, conversations that they had with Scotty Rowland after he was inducted, go find them and look them up. And you start to see the quality of person and teammates that are now on the MLB network in varying forms as well or whatever speaking about him. Joey Votto hopped on and did one and flat out said, you know, what a leader, what a guy to emulate, what a guy to be able to have the privilege of being a teammate with, right? And I get that doesn't put you in the Hall of Fame, but it's all a part of the package. But it was amazing to walk away. And there was stuff I learned today that we'll probably talk about if I get a chance tonight's show on just how he went about his business and stuff like that. They gave the accolades for the defense and base running, Nolan and Dirtbags. And what he said about his base run, I'd never heard it before, but it struck a chord, and I'm going to use it moving forward in my own player development and stuff like that because it really made sense to me. We are strong emphasizers in hard 90s, hard 60s, 75s, whatever age, whatever the distance of the bases are when we teach our training. And Scotty Rowland in the talk was he really emphasized his defense. He was impassioned by it. He knew that defenses can instantly affect your team and impact your team when that ball is hit to you. It's an instant impact one way or the other. But base running The reason he was so committed to it was, he said, base running shows your character. And I had to stop and think about it for a second for me. And he's so right on that, right? Let's be honest. We all, in our playing days, in our careers, if you didn't play, but you're coaching, whatever it is, or you're a parent out watching this, and your son or daughter feel bad or go through the motions or whatever, or just dog it around the bases. No, like he said, that has the chance to impact the offense. So he said, base running is your character. I just want to point that out. Sorry to interrupt you on that one, Nolan, or whatever, but that's one that really struck a chord. So I recommend you go and watch that guy. I'm all in on Scott Rowland. I congratulations. Super great. Todd Helton, for the first time, I think, in my recollection, he actually said of the disappointment that he had. I saw him on the one show, and he spoke about it. And usually the guys are really guarded, right? They're just kind of like, you know, hey, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. But he openly said, I was disappointed.
Well, yeah, you go from complete jubilation of, yeah, you know what? Like, hey, I'm trending in the right direction. This is going to be my year. Now, obviously, I mean, the good thing for Todd Helton, it's not his last year.
Yeah,
so,
looks good.
So, like, for next year, I mean, you're looking at it basically the holdovers from this year. Who out of the holdovers from this year are you really going to say deserves to be in the Hall of Fame? Andrew Jones is a legitimate question mark because for 10 years in Atlanta, he was arguably the best center fielder. And then the rest of his career, ho-hum, 250 mm-hmm. average. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's some things that go against Andrew Jones. But for 10 years, I mean, there was no doubt in that kid between 19 years old when he first came up, hitting a home run in the World Series, hitting home runs in the playoffs as like a legitimate 19-year-old superstar to being all of a sudden 30 years old with the New York Yankees, I think, at that point in time, or 31 whenever he joined the Yankees, and basically being a bench player. Like, so, I mean, it's tough to kind of say one way or the other on him. Todd Helton, obviously trending right direction. Billy Wagner, obviously massive uptick. But the thing that I found crazy about Scotty Rowland, he's the lowest player ever starting out on his first ballot at 10.2% to finally get into the Hall of Fame. And I mean, you look at the body of work, like, yeah, the guy was injured. So, I mean, it hurts his overall stat line offensively, but defensively, the guy was phenomenal. Offensively, I mean, he was a part of the MV3. You're talking about a guy who grew up, obviously, Philadelphia Phillies, comes up, wins Rookie of the Year. A few years later, gets traded to the St. Louis Cardinals. St. Louis Cardinals joins the MV3, him, Jim Edmonds, who I believe should potentially be a Hall of Famer, and then Albert Pujols, obviously. Never wins an MVP, yes, but still, that guy was phenomenal, middle-of-the-order bat. You put him in there, third base any given day, whenever he was healthy, you knew that he was going to be a wall back there. To me, absolute no-doubter. Billy Wagner, I think he'll get in next year. I think Todd will get in next year. I don't know about the rest of the guys, though.
Well, exactly. I mean, they're already talking about next year as well, right? Because you got Adrian Beltre that everybody's assuming is a lock. So there's one guy right there. And it's not like they usually put a handful of guys in, right? They you're seeing a lot more votes being distributed amongst players. You're seeing trends in the right way. I think baseball writers are certainly evaluating a lot more and starting to whether they appreciate, I shouldn't say, whether they totally like the analytics. I think they're starting to appreciate it and start to be able to dive in and say, hey, you know what? I didn't think that player was of that caliber. But now looking at the numbers, the real numbers, plus all the off-field and the whole intangibles and everything else that, to me, should go in as being a part of the Hall of Fame, right? It's like you said, it's guys in your generation are different than my generation. Sure, I'm still watching baseball, obviously, and that, so I'm with you in a generation now, but it's who you remember from decade to decade and impacted what kind of a player you wanted to be when you were playing and growing up.
Oh, 100%. No, like that's the point of the Hall of Fame. You're looking at these dudes and you want to emulate them. And I'm sure, like, you're looking at a guy like Nolan Arenado. I'm sure Nolan Arenado grew up probably watching a Scott Rowland, because you can't really say that he grew up watching a Mike Schmidt, because Mike Schmidt was obviously before our generation. Now I'm saying our generation because I'm only 3 years younger than Nolan Arenado. So I grew up watching Scott Rowland. Obviously, as a Cardinals fan, there's a bit of bias there. But, like, you want to compare those two, because that's what I'm kind of doing in my head, because you're looking at Nolan Arenado, obviously not 245 pounds, but by no means is he a speedster. But he runs the bases super smart, where that was the same as Scott Rolen. Like, Scott Rolen would take first to third like nothing. On balls that were hit into right field, he'd go first to home and balls in the gap like it was nothing. And you're thinking about how big of a guy that is. 6'3", 245? That's not an easy motoring around there.
And like you said, it showed his character, right? Mm-hmm. And so it all part of putting him in the Hall of Fame. So just before we wrap up this opening segment, I do want to say, I think it was Bob Costas maybe that asked him about what cap he'd be donning. And he gave one of the most diplomatic answers, but genuine too, because first of all, you're just overwhelmed by getting inducted. None of us can wrap our head around it unless you're a Hall of Famer out there listening to us. And if you are, thank you. But he spoke so profoundly about each organization and what each organization did for him, meant for him. It was really impressive to watch him dive into that, to be openly honest enough that, sure, he's probably got an idea what he's going to wear, but to give a shout out to each of the four organizations. Phillies drafting them, getting them going, Cardinals, Blue Jays, Reds, all had some value in getting him where he was last night and now as an MLB Hall of Famer. That's pretty cool. Pretty impressive for sure. So, again, you know, Helton trending right. Wagner is trending right. Beltre for sure. So it'll be interesting. 2024 will be another interesting year for Hall of Fame votes. But for right now, we got Fred McGriff. We got Scott Rolen going in. What is it? I think July 23rd, I think it is.
Yeah, induction. That's what I heard.
And yep. It's going to be a big induction. So, and it should be. We're all back rolling again. So we're going to be right back here in a second, Dirtbags. We're just going to keep rolling along.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where do you want to start off with the MLB talk?
Rod Carew is not a happy man today. Artie Moreno announcing that he's not going to sell the team after much debate and a lot of speculation saying that he possibly was going to sell the team for anywhere between $2.5 to $3 billion, which is insane to think about, but that's what the MLB franchises are worth today. So I don't know how to feel about this one, because obviously the Angels have not won anything under Artie Moreno. They haven't really done a hell of a lot. They haven't locked up Shohei Ohtani, which kind of surprises me. Obviously, the fact that we're at this point with Shohei Ohtani, if I'm an owner, if I'm Artie Moreno, I'm giving him a blank check and saying, hey, how much does it take to sign you? Same as what he did for Mike Trout back in the day. Now, I get it, having two high-paid superstars is a little bit exorbitant, especially when you're in Anaheim and not in Los Angeles like the Angels are. But at the end of the day, That one kind of surprised me, because it sounded like Artie Moreno had one foot out the door. And in this industry, you can't have one foot out the door. You got to be all in. Especially at an owner of his magnitude, when you got a crosstown rival who is perennially chasing a championship.
Well, he covered it up well, right? Like you said, the family got together and reevaluated, and they still love baseball. So he worded it well. I think you hit the nail on the head, and I think everybody out there speculating, right? Pretty tough to put a sale on them right now, just with the Shohei factor. I think after this year, they get it settled one way or the other. He's either going to get traded, they're going to win a World Series, or he's going to become a free agent after the season. And I think it's just that's a tough $2.3 to $2.53 billion, whatever it is, dollars to commit to, no, with that uncertainty of where Shohei fits in.
Well, I think the biggest reason why he didn't sell ultimately is the fact that the Washington Nationals is still hanging over. Like, you got that, because all of a sudden you look at the Washington Nationals. Obviously, there was the huge rumor last year prior to the Juan Soto trade. Hey, what's going to happen with Juan Soto? Can we find a buyer? And the buyers were probably like, hey, what are we doing with Juan Soto? Are you guys going to pay him the money? And then all of a sudden we have to eat this contract the second we take over ownership. Juan Soto obviously gets traded for a buttload of prospects that we don't know how they're eventually going to pan out. But at the end of the day, I mean, at least the Washington Nationals are in a position where, yeah, we can sell the team. We don't have any franchise superstars right now, but we can sell the team knowing that basically we've got clean books. Angels, it's a totally different situation. You're walking into all of a sudden you got Mike Trout on the hook for another close to $250 million. You got to figure out the Shohei Ohtani situation. I mean, obviously this year he's on the hook for $30 million with his last year arbitration before he becomes a free agent, and I believe will eventually get traded at the deadline if they're not competing for a World Series. But it's one of those ones where, yeah, like you said, how do I walk in as a buyer at $2.5 billion right now and say, hey, I'm going to buy this team and then sell arguably the if not the face of baseball, one of the faces of baseball.
Yeah, good call. And good call on the Nationals, too. And don't forget that you still got the Oakland situation going on, too, right? And Tampa Bay, even though they put in, what was it, $10 billion to $15 billion or something like that, they're talking about doing with infrastructure and all that whole dynamics down there in Tampa, right? But really, it's still unsettled, right? And so there's a lot of issues for MLB with their teams to get over the next two plus years. Those aren't easy things to be able to unload and just get the owners. And when you're talking those dollars, right, who's the right owner? Do they really financially have that commitment? Are they willing to do that over and above the Shohei factor with the Angels alone? So exactly right. I just don't think he had any choice but to come back in, and he's just got to wait it out. Right. And I don't deny at all that he's a lover of baseball. Like we said, I mean, the guy's put money in. It's not like he hasn't put money in. It just hasn't worked out for him. And we see it across sports. That's just the nature of the beast. All looks good, but until the season's done, until you see whether the players can stay healthy and you can get W's, nothing's guaranteed. It's just a beast. So anyways, he's holding on to them, and they're deeper. I don't know where they fit in the West yet. We'll get down there probably over the next month or whatever, where they're going to fit in with the AL West. But for right now, status quo with the Angels.
Then we got the Minnesota Twins making a few moves this week. I really like the moves that they made, honestly. Trading Luis Arraez at an all-time high. Coming off the AL batting champ, you get Pablo Lopez and a couple of prospects back. The prospects are Jose Salas and Byron Chiro. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that last one right or not. And then you follow that up by acquiring Michael A. Taylor, obviously having won a gold glove back in 2021 with the Kansas City Royals, for a couple of prospects. Now, one of the prospects they gave up in the trade, 25-year-old, but he had great numbers. K per 9 over 10, 25 years old, like I said, but pitching in double A. I think it was like a 1.56 ERA or something like that. So Kansas City at least got some value back in return for Michael A. Taylor, who I believe after this year is going to be a free agent. I like that, though, because you're looking at it, and Minnesota's got basically all left-handed hitters in their outfield. Michael A. Taylor slides in as a righty. Obviously, Byron Buxton's a righty, but Byron Buxton's an anomaly at this point in time. Byron Buxton could be the greatest talent in MLB, but at the same time, he's a guy that plays 80 games year in, year out.
Gives them depth in the starting rotation that they needed. Gives them depth in center field, really, with, you know, Buxton. We all know, right? Buxton could be an MVP in a heartbeat if he's healthy. He's just that type of a player or whatever. But if you're going to miss 40 or 50 games, by God forbid, is injuries, nice to have Taylor back there to be able to roam that outfield too.
Well, and that's the thing. And you look at the rest of the outfield depth, like they got almost into the Arizona Diamondbacks situation of the fact where they have an overflow or an overabundance of outfielders now. If you're looking at it, you got Michael A. Taylor, Byron Buxton, Joey Gallo, who they signed this offseason. You got Alex Kirilloff, who was a former top prospect. Max Kepler, former top prospect. Like, that's five names right there that, I mean, at least you can garner some sort of trade interest off of. And you still need to figure out, okay, who's going to be my starting left fielder? I'd imagine Joey Gallo's probably the starting right fielder as of right now. Byron Buxton, starting center fielder. Luis Arraez, though, I mean, that one's going to be a hole to fill, I guess, if you want to call it that. Obviously, he slides in at second base right now with the Miami Marlins. And then you got Jazz Chisholm, of all things, sliding out to center field down in Miami. Now, Jazz Chisholm, this is the type of confidence that I love to see out of a young kid. Says, hey, Skip, obviously, Skip Schumacher, not actually Skip as in manager. Hey, Skip, put me out in center field. I'll go win some gold gloves for you. That's confidence out of a young kid.
And I like that because that might free Chisholm up too, right? He's just too athletic. I mean, obviously, you got to be a stud athlete to play shortstop, middle infield, doesn't matter. But I think for him, the way he plays, just free and you hate to say reckless, but almost reckless, right? He's on that borderline or whatever, not because he wants to win.
Oh, 100%.
He wants to win. So as we do with our teaching of the outfielders with the baseball, you know, any ball that can be caught will be caught. Well, that's his mentality. I have to believe that because he just wants to go out there and do it. So nice move on both sides, both for the Twins and for the Marlins, because the Marlins still have depth on the pitching, which is nice. Now they can just methodically work their way through who's left over, whether that's spring training trades or whenever that happens. And the Twins, like you said, Mariners, with their overload of outfielders, they've just been quiet. But I don't think, like we talked about it before, right? I don't think they can unload their outfielders who they truly want to keep for like a Kelenic, because he just hasn't done it yet, right? And I think if he has a good spring training, they'll sell for less than what they gave away for him in the first place.
Well, the Mariners are in the same boat as the Cardinals in that respect, where they have too many guys almost now.
Oh, for sure they do. That's what I'm saying.
Like, they can make a move. Now, obviously, the Cardinals need rotation upgrades, where the Mariners, you can't sit there and really say, hey, they have one glaring hole. Like, the Mariners, I like what they have on paper right now. You wanted to, you could go out and get a third baseman if you wanted to, and then put Gino just as pure DH. I mean, right now on paper, they got one of their outfielders as a DH. But, like, I don't know what third baseman would be available to them that would make them over the top. Shortstop, obviously, J.P. Crawford said that he'd slide back over to second base. If they got one of the premier shortstops that was on the market this year, didn't happen. But you're looking at it, and, I mean, it's the same as the Cardinals, right? The Cardinals, they got four or five outfielders right now. They got a couple of catchers that they could trade from. They got an overflow of infielders where it's a nice problem to have.
Yeah, without question, for sure. I mean, the Mariners do look deep across the board. You're right on the head with the third base position and stuff like that. And as you're seeing, right, Gino can still play it. But put him in the DH, slot him in there for what? 35, maybe 40 games a year or whatever. And now he still plays serviceable defense at third base. Nice to have that, right? You got to have that depth. There's no question about it. We've seen it. And we just know that we understand what 162 games is now. It's a long season. You add in spring training. This year, you add in the World Baseball Classic for some of those elite players that are going to be playing all around the globe on their own teams. You've got to have that recovery time to be able to be healthy at all times. So, but hats off, right? I like the fact that the Twins went ahead and got done. I like the fact the Marlins went ahead and got done. I know when we come back after the break, we're probably going to talk about the Royals as well. We got Clevinger in the Chicago situation to talk about and stuff. But those teams are starting to make some subtle little moves, whether you like them or you don't. They're making some moves. It just time will tell. Some of them, as we know with the Royals, like we said, right? Alberto Mondesi goes to the Red Sox. Again, we'll talk about it more after the break or whatever. Interesting stuff happening, and you're starting to see it shake out. So, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here after this commercial break.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The rope trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back via store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Quote Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Before New Cascade Platinum Plus, I would pre-rinse all my dishes because my old detergent just wouldn't get them clean. But now...
I do dishes differently.
A no pre-wash, no rewash, money back guaranteed kind of different. Because Cascade Platinum Plus has double the grease fighting power of Dawn built right in, with twice the scrubbing power, giving me a clean that lets me break all the dish rules. I just scrape, load, and I'm done. Yep. So clean. With Cascade Platinum Plus, I dare to dish differently.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. We were talking about it before the break. Let's keep hammering on with Mr. JJ Piccolo down there in Kansas City, Nolan.
Yeah, so I mean, they make a move early in the week at our oldest Chapman, 1 year, $3.75 million. Really love that signing. If Chapman comes back the way that he does, like in any sort of capacity, worst case scenario, you got great trade value. If you're not in it by the basically trade deadline, best case scenario, you get our oldest Chapman of old, and then all of a sudden it's like, holy crap, we got ourselves a closing pitcher. And I think that that's going to immensely help out their bullpen, because it's a guy with 13 years of experience up at the major league level. Like, that's the bare minimum. Worst thing that could happen is he's $3.75 million, okay, but he's at least taught our guys a few things about pitching at the major league level, sorry.
Yeah, and you got Salvi behind the dish, right, to always come and make sure that that organization is going in the direction of when they last won the World Series, what, 2015 there and 2016. And it's a nice place to be. But what are your thoughts on the Mondesi? I know we've kicked the tires on it and evaluated. And, I mean, I think it's a lot easier for a Piccolo, as hard as it is to trade a guy with that high-end potential. But he's also first year, so it's a lot easier as a general manager to go ahead and in 7 years, right? And he just hasn't been able to stay healthy, unfortunately, in that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest thing. Obviously, family ties with major leaguer, former top prospect, but same time, I mean, caught for taking steroids. Can't stay healthy, but when he is healthy, steals 51 bases in a season. Possibly a 2020 guy. I mean, if he can ever stay healthy for a full season, because he's certainly got the power. You look at his power output in terms of games played, like, he's right up there with some of the better guys in the league. Like, dude, when he can play, can have some serious power for his size, which is crazy to think about. But his issue up to this point is he can't stay healthy. Now, I get it from the Boston Red Sox standpoint. You needed a shortstop. The fans were absolutely ripping Chaim Bloom and the rest of the Red Sox ownership group during their fan festival there this past week. Like, they were just heckling him, going all out, right? But, I mean, that's Boston sports. In Boston, you're supposed to win. You're one of the highest paid or highest payroll teams, or at least supposed to be. You had the third biggest Forbes value in terms of how much the team is worth at over $3 billion. Like, it's a synonymous name, the Boston Red Sox. Everybody in the world knows who they are. So that's my point. So Adalberto Mondesi, he doesn't move the scale, but at least if he can stay healthy, then that gives him another good option to have.
Absolutely, right? And Red Sox fans are going to be pretty fickle for a long time, because the Betts trade, I mean, Verdugo's been good, but the other guys with him, they haven't come to fruition yet and probably won't, or be very, maybe just a serviceable major league player if they get there. So you're going to be really hesitant. And like you said, those types of teams, you're used to either signing free agents that you know are going to get the job done for the length of their term contract, or you're looking at trades that are going to be impact right now. Now, all accounts on Mondesi, knee is healthy. Everything is on board. He's supposed to be going up to Fort Myers, going right there now, gets the physical, gets on board with the new training staff, carries on through spring training, and hopefully has a good year. Now, going back the other way, the Taylor kid, lefty, another relief piece for the Royals to pick up. Again, injured, didn't pitch at all, 2022? So it's an interesting trade. There's also a player to be named from the Royals to the Red Sox. So, you know, tough to evaluate, obviously, because we're talking about injured players, but very good pieces for both teams if it works out, because you've got Bobby Witt obviously playing shortstop in Kansas City for the next 15 years. So it's not like Mondesi was going to play shortstop. They didn't really need him anywhere else. As we know, you need relief pitching. Well, you just need pitching. So, hey, it works. It works. We'll see.
Yeah, and then obviously, I mean, the biggest news that I saw this past week outside of the Hall of Fame, we started talking about it a bit before the break, Mike Clevenger. MLB's investigating him for domestic violence against his 10-month-old daughter and her mother. Olivia Feinstead this past summer was in contact with the MLB, basically stating, okay, this is kind of what he's done to us. Obviously not a great look. Like if it came out in the summertime, and I don't know how the Chicago White Sox don't hear about this prior to the signing, but in no way, shape, or form does that look like a good move if you're the Chicago White Sox now. It's like, how do I've tied my hands behind my back because I should have had this information. Obviously, the information wasn't provided to us prior to the signing. Obviously, the scouts didn't do the proper due diligence behind this because otherwise he'd still be a free agent. He'd still be in the same boat that Trevor Bauer's in right now. But
yeah, he's obviously got a lot of wildness to him, right? Because I go back to the Cleveland days when we were in COVID and stuff, and him and who was it, Plesac, that went out to the bar when they weren't supposed to, so they got COVID, and the team obviously traded him within, 2 weeks after that to the Padres. And so you see, certainly you don't see that type of trending going on or characteristics of abuse, whether it's physical, mental, or verbal, or whatever it is. And man, how you could even conceive to be in that realm, in that mindset, in the professional sports world right now, and especially with Mr. Bauer just coming back with the Dodgers and then being released as well, and that going on. That's just, oh my gosh, is that devastating? What are the White Sox players thinking right now? You just go from potential elation of having another quality starter for one guaranteed year, 2-year contract, options are there, to basically, again, nothing's valid or validated at this point in time, but just to even hear it, right? You don't want that in your clubhouse. There's not a chance you want that in your clubhouse.
No, that's a cancer that I feel like enough players and ownerships have said basically publicly, hey, like we don't tolerate this at the major league level. And I mean, you look at the track record of guys like that, like they basically, once it comes out, there's no saving face for them.
And there shouldn't be. If it's found out to be true, nothing. You're done. It's as simple as that. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. We cannot have that. And we shouldn't have that.
No.
There's no place for it. It's just, it's insanity. For sure it is. Yeah. Dirtbags, you don't want to talk much more about it for sure. But we do want to talk quickly, Nolan, or do you have other things that you want to get to before we answer the one curtain call question about the Orioles?
No, I just got the Diamondbacks making Ronnie, I don't even know how you pronounce her last name, Gajanik. I'm sorry, I'm mispronouncing that last name, guaranteed. But she became the first female manager at high A ball. So she'll be the manager of the Hillsborough Hops, obviously becoming the second manager in minor league history, the highest at a full-seasoned baseball affiliate.
That's awesome. Congratulations. Good move. Obviously, they've done their due diligence on it, and we're starting to see more and more of it going on with all the teams, a variety of teams, and good for them. You know, the ladies are there. They deserve it. And you're starting to see it. So congratulations for sure.
All right, let's jump into the Orioles.
Okay, this question came in obviously from Orioles fans, and they wanted to know what our thoughts were on why the complacency or sort of a very quiet, other than what was their Kyle Gibson signing, and really a couple of little moves other than that this offseason. But they wanted to get our thoughts on it. What we think, you know, Peter Angelos and the Orioles are looking at with their 2023 team.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I think it's just they were so early in the rebuild stage last year. And obviously, they have one of the highest rated farm systems out there. A lot of high-end guys that are knocking on the door. Obviously, Gunnar Henderson came up last year, got a cup of tea up in the majors. You're looking at Adley Rutschman, another guy, former top prospect who's graduated now and has just played his rookie season, obviously a top three rookie of the year guy. Brandon Hyde, you're looking at him, top three manager of the year last year. Like, it's a good-looking team. I think the Orioles management should have made one more move to go out there and get a starting pitcher. Obviously, they're going to give Grayson Rodriguez the ball right out of spring training. Hopefully, he can make the major league roster. But he missed a lot of time last year with a lat issue that shut him down. And even at that point, I mean, you're hearing the Orioles management. They got talking about it, and they were like, yeah, if he was healthy, and basically they were going to call him up pretty much right around the time that he got injured by all accounts that I've heard, you got to give him the ball and you got to hope that he makes the starting rotation right out of spring. Yeah, obviously you're hoping that John Means comes back to the way that he was, having pitched the first no-hitter in a very long time in Baltimore Orioles history. It's one of those situations where I think last year was just such an anomaly for them that nobody saw that coming, where they finished above 500. I would have loved to have seen them make that move, but in reality, who do they trade off of their major league roster that's going to get them substantial value back in return? Like, they can't really do anything that puts them over the top. Obviously, their bullpen last year was fantastic. Felix Bautista is going to be their, he's going to be their closer again this year. Like I said, like, there's just so much young talent on that team that I think they're just kind of waiting to see how it all pans out and who they can all push up to the major league level. Because even another guy like DL Hall, former top prospect in their system, like they're waiting on a few of these guys to just pan out and be the guys that they are supposed to be. But at the same time, you're looking at it like the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Royals, where they've moved up a bunch of their young, highly touted prospects, and it hasn't seemed like any of them have really panned out the way that anybody has thought.
Well, you're in the AL East, so I go back to the Jays too, right? Same thing. They brought up Kevin Biggio or whatever, then they slid in Bo Bichette, then they slide in Vladdy, right? And it takes a few years. And, you know, you sit there and look at it as a fan and you go, oh my God, you got all these young studs. Get them loaded up right now, right? But it takes the trials and tribulations of a full season and the adjustments that's required at the pro level, right? To, oh, everything looks great right now. But pitchers are going to figure out how to pitch to them. They're going to struggle a little bit. They got to learn how to make those adjustments, be able to prove that they can separate the defense from the offense from the defense. The pitchers, like you said, be able to come back after they have a tough outing and just realize it's a part of the game. It's just a part of the process. So, you know, on the staff with Kyle Gibson, he's been there. He's done it long enough. He's gone through that. So I think it's a great adjustment or a great signing for them to be able to come in and use him as a sounding board and maturity board. You know, you said Brandon Hyde too, right? How does he go through a whole season of expectations now? And what are they, right? Because you can have expectations as your organization within the house, but your fans are excited right now, right? And that's a totally different. The radio stations down in Baltimore area, the TV stations, everybody's going to have expectations right now. They know they're in the American League East, but they saw what they did with those guys against the American League East teams.
Well, you can't fall below 500. That's the thing. Like, you got 13 games in division this season, so it's a lot different than the 19 games that you're going up against those juggernaut teams. Realistically, if they're not 85 wins, I think it's a disappointment for them. 85-77, I get it, that's high expectations, especially since it's a low-budget team. They didn't really make any significant moves, but you're still looking at a lot of their younger guys taking another year forward. Cedric Mullins is going to be the guy that needs to really be a catalyst for that team. Obviously, he's a guy that's at the top of the lineup, but he needs to really set the table for these young bucks coming up and say, hey, kids, listen here. This is the way that we do it.
So is 85 wins a starting point for you, or is that an expectation, or is that a really, really good season for you?
No, expectation.
Okay.
Got to be an expectation. If they better go over it if they want to compete for the playoffs.
Oh, no question about it. So thanks for sending in those questions, as always. If you have them, DM us at Instagram and Facebook. At Dirtbag Baseball Nation.
Hey, Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
All right, Nolan, time for your final thought.
So this year coming up, obviously it's going to be his first year on the ballot, Mr. Joe Mauer. I think he's the biggest wild card for Hall of Fame history. Pretty much one of the greatest catchers to ever play. 2,123 hits, so a lifetime, 306 batting average, only 143 home runs. Do I think he's a Hall of Famer based on what I've seen throughout my whole career of watching baseball? Yes. And I think he really sets the tone for a lot of those other guys that have similar cases to him that are coming up in the next few ballots.
Time will tell. And there you have it, Dirtbags. Final thoughts from Nolan. So, hey, thanks a lot for listening. As always, you know we do it for you. We can't do it without you. Keep spreading the message. Keep sending in your comments, your questions, whatever it is. We will talk about it on air. We will talk about it one-on-one. We will talk about a video chat. It doesn't matter. DM us at Dirtbag Baseball Nation or email Kirk@DirtbagBaseballNation.com, and we will get it answered and talked to. So, again, thanks to the boys over at Rip Grip Pro and the Rope Trainer for being very supportive of us here at Dirtbag Baseball Talk. Love them. Great products. You want to be having them. You want to be putting them into your development program because they work. They work. We will not do anything with anybody that doesn't work and we don't believe in 100%. It's as simple as that. So if you do have a product, you do have a service or something like that that you want to talk about, again, get in touch with us. Let's review it. Let's get talking about it. Let's see if it's a fit for you as well as us, and we'll move it forward from there. Remember how fortunate we are to be a part of this game, to be involved in this game at whatever the level is. Have fun, embrace it, be a dirtbag, be that leader on and off the field in your day-to-day life. That's what it's all about. Be the right kind of dirtbag. Be our dirtbag. Be a part of the nation and spread the news. If you're looking for apparel, go to dirtbagbaseballnation.com. Looking for the rope trainer, same place. Nolan, it is that time. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.